1-2 pitch. He is a fly ball. Deep center field. Marcy's back. Trap. Wall. Boy. Boy. Baseball. Wild Bill. A three-run shot. And the Brewers walk off the Marlins. And they break out the brooms in Milwaukee.
Yeah, let's go. Man, that was incredible. Telly's dancing wherever he's at. Where are you right now?
I'm at home right now,
yeah. But
I'm feeling it, man. Reason to make you dance.
Woo! What a series. You know, everybody was worried after that little dip against the Pirates before the break. Marlins have been playing good. Cruz sweeps the Marlins. Get them out of here. Fish, see you later. Telly, as you think about where we are now and you look ahead to the second half of the season, how you feeling about things?
I'm feeling really good. And just think back, John, a year ago, after the All-Star break, the Brewers went out to L.A. and swept the Dodgers. And that started a streak of a really hot second half. And they come back this year and do the same thing. But when we had a chance to talk briefly earlier today, you asked me three things to look out for. And I really thought about it because I'm like, okay, I think number one, can the Brewers acquire a frontline starter? We have seen how important it is to have two aces on your staff come playoff time. And if the Brewers can get somebody to go along aside the Miz come playoff time, I think that would make Brewers fans feel a lot more confident moving forward. Secondly, how do they manage the Miz innings count the rest of the way? He's already approaching innings and territories that he has never faced before, done before at the big league level. I think that was the reason why they extended his break and not let him start against the Marlins, because they gave him basically an extra 5 days to get more rest. And so we'll see how they manage his innings down the stretch to ensure he can be the dominant Miz he's been all season long come playoffs. The third thing, and most importantly, I believe, can the Brewers be fully healthy come playoff time? At the beginning of the year, we saw how many injuries they went through, and that got off to a slow start, but we saw how dynamic of a team they are when they are fully healthy. So I think if those three things come to fruition, hey, World Series might be in the Brewers' sight. They're too good of a team, and they do too many other things so well for them not to be in the mix come World Series time.
Telly, I have to bring up Hank Aaron. There was a mural that was just unveiled. Bud Selig there, and his widow, Billy, was there, and she was talking about when they came back to Milwaukee, the black community during that time, how he helped with civil rights and how they have their own foundation. I mean, how instrumental was Hank Aaron in baseball and the MLB?
He was phenomenal. You never want to compare greats, but I think his impact in baseball was along the lines of Jackie Robinson. Because when he was chasing this record, you got to think of when this was going on.
Babe Ruth's record.
Aaron used to act 8-mil because he was trying to break Babe Ruth's record. And for him to persevere through all of that, and I had a chance to meet and interview him when I was with the Brewers. And you want to talk about one of the nicest individuals you would ever meet and one of the most humble people that you would ever meet. And most of his greatest accomplishments in baseball, you really didn't even hear about. Big place off the field. And some of the things that he was able to do and help along a young Dusty Baker when Dusty got drafted. And basically, Hank Aaron was his surrogate dad. And he actually called his parents and told Dusty's parents, hey, I'll take care of him, and made sure that he was fine. And those are the stories that thankfully I've been privy to, but a lot of people haven't been. But what Hank Aaron was able to do, and during the times he did it, it was just so phenomenal. And everything that he gets towards him as far as accolades and acknowledgement, it's well deserved.
I love that. Great stories. WTMJ's Telly Hughes. Good stuff, Telly. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a great show.